From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. Missouri and the country of Peru have agreed to trade $300 million worth of products over the next 4 years. Economic Development Director Mike Downing signed the pact Thursday with an official from Peru's Export and Trade Promotion Board. Peru imported more than $25 million worth of Missouri goods and commodities in 2014. The agreement comes 2 days after Governor Jay Nixon announced a separate $750 million trade deal with the country of Colombia. Nixon's trade delegation is scheduled to return to the United States later today. Governor Jay Nixon is pledging to circumvent the Republican-led legislature if needed in order to fill vacancies on the board overseeing the state's flagship university. Nixon's announcement Thursday further escalated the tensions of legislators already frustrated about the handling of racial issues that culminated in the resignations of Tim Wolf and R. Bowen Lofton. The only two black members of the Board of Curators, which runs the University of Missouri's four-campus system, resigned last week amid the turmoil. One of those curators, Yvonne Sparks, is leaving the board 2 months after she accepted the position in November of 2015, while campus protests were going on. GOP leaders say they have no interest in filling the vacancies before next year, when Nixon is out of office. Governor Jay Nixon and House and Senate leaders are squabbling over how to approach Missouri's transportation needs. The Democratic governor and some Republicans want to raise the state's fuel tax in order to help fund roads and bridges, but GOP leaders oppose tax hikes and want to shift state funding to transportation from other programs, including welfare. Nixon strongly condemned that option during a teleconference from Peru.
Saying we're going to take some piece of the pie and stick it that way out of other budgets for like mental health or colleges or K-12 education, they are clearly searching for excuses.
House Speaker Todd Richardson disagrees, saying that they want to spend tax dollars, but as wisely as they can.
We've thought for some time that it's important to try to make that program more efficient. But anybody to suggest that we're going to build roads on the backs of the poor is trying to create a political argument when we need really serious policy discussions and serious solutions.
Richardson supports reviving MoDOT's cost-share program, in which the state and local governments would share the cost of various projects around the state. The Missouri Senate has approved a measure that would ask voters whether to add two members to the Department of Conservation's governing board. Senators voted 22-10 on Thursday to approve the constitutional amendment, which would increase the Conservation Commission from 4 members to 6. The proposal now heads to the House. That chamber's approval would put the amendment on the November ballot. An influential state senator says lawmakers are agitated with the operations of the University of Missouri system. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more from Senator David Pierce's appearance on the Politically Speaking podcast.
Protests over the racial divide at the University of Missouri-Columbia made nationwide news and led to the resignation of UM System President Tim Wolf. Pierce says Mizzou's turmoil also gained the attention of state lawmakers.
And, you know, it just seems like every day there's something else that comes out, and can't we get a break?
Pierce chairs the Senate Education Committee. The Warrensburg Republican says university system officials will face tough questions, but not necessarily big budget cuts.
I don't see that there will be a major reduction in funding, but I do think that, for example, if certain programs or certain positions are still there, I mean, it would not be inconceivable to zero those things out and take that out of the budget.
Lawmakers will finalize the state budget later this year. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Missouri Auditor Nicole Galloway is announcing two additional audits of the state's higher education institutions. She says the audits will focus on the University of Missouri System Administration and the affordability of state universities. Galloway says her office is not targeting any specific institution. 4 statewide audits of higher education are now being conducted. Meanwhile, several Republican lawmakers are targeting the system's flagship university in Columbia over recent racial unrest and over the university hospital's ties to Planned Parenthood. I'm Tyler Adkisson, KBIA News, Columbia.